USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is traveling to Kentucky today to survey damage left by deadly tornadoes that struck the region Friday night into Saturday morning. He will be visiting Mayfield, Princeton, and Dawson Springs. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have held a video meeting as friction with the West persists. In their opening remarks, Putin and Xi hailed relations between Russia and China, with the Russian leader declaring them a proper example of interstate cooperation in the 21st century. End quote. Xi said that the Russian president strongly supported China's efforts to protect key national interests and firmly opposed attempts to drive a wedge between our countries. End quote. Two zebras that escaped from a Maryland farm 4 months ago have been returned to the property and been reunited with their herd. The zebras escaped in August and were humanely captured and returned to the 300-acre private farm in Upper Marlboro last week. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Several U.S. states out west were getting some much-needed moisture overnight as heavy rain in Southern California caused some flooding and mudslides. Some evacuation orders were issued for a few hours in Orange County. More than a foot of snow accumulated in the mountain ranges of the Central Great Basin and Northern and Central Rockies overnight. California is mandating masks once again.
California will reinstate a statewide indoor mask mandate starting Wednesday for everyone, regardless of vaccination status. The state health department said it's to curb rising COVID-19 cases, in addition to mandatory masking. Those attending large gatherings of 1,000 or more people who are not vaccinated will have to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test within 1 day of the event. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
New York City Mayor-elect Eric Adams has signed Nassau County Chief of Detectives Keechan Sewell as the first female police commissioner of the NYPD. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The mostly partisan January 6th Commission used Donald Trump Jr.'s text message in an attempt to implicate President Trump and Mark Meadows. But Mr. Meadows on Newsmax explains all the committee did was prove that they had no desire for protesters to storm the Capitol on January 6th. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan.
Mark Meadows is our former colleague. He is a good man, and he is my friend. And this is as wrong as it gets. And I think deep down, everyone knows it.
Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
It's a sad day. I, like you, I remember Newsmax condemning what happened on January 6th. I remember, like you, many of the other Fox affiliates condemning what was happening. So it was not unique in that. It's how the left wants to portray it, as if somehow conservatives condone that. But here's what we don't condone. We don't condone a congressional committee using really someone who is honoring the executive privilege of the president that I had the honor of serving, and then going out and trying to use the very same information that was non-privileged to spin a story that would suggest that Donald Trump has something to hide or that Mark Meadows has something to hide. Neither of us have anything to hide. That's why we participated. But obviously, they're not about a real investigation. They're about advancing a political narrative.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.